who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small, in transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank. Let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Even see the plan. Your story matters. Absa.
Government collecting 337 million kwacha monthly from 50 toll gates. Local Government Association distances itself from councillors' endorsement of President Hichilema. In global news, Israel attacks presidential office in Tehran as reported death toll in Iran rises to 787. With the main news at 18, my name is Mutale Mulenga. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbeko Msokotwane has disclosed that the country has 50 operational toll gates as of August 2025, with 337 million kwacha collected monthly from 26 toll stations and 19 ports of entry. Responding to a question from Chiluvi Member of Parliament Mulenga Fove, who wanted to find out the number of toll gates the country currently has and how much revenue was being collected at each toll gate, Dr. Msokotwane said 26 inland toll stations are operated by the National Road Fund Agency, while 5 are inland toll stations operated by concessionaries and 19 are ports of entry operated by the Zambia Revenue Authority. He explains that of the 337 million kwacha collected, 150 million kwacha per month is collected from the 26 inland toll stations, while 187 million kwacha is collected from the 19 ports of entry. He said that the average monthly revenue collections from the inland toll gates range from 178,737 kwacha at Tapo toll gate, which was the lowest at 27.3 million kwacha at the Michael Chilufya Sata toll gate. Dr. Msokotwane says with regards to the ports of entry, the monthly revenue collection range from 42 million kwacha at Luangwa to 121.6 million kwacha at Nakonde. He says the revenue collected from road tolls form part of the funds for the road sector, which are used for the construction, rehabilitation and maintenance of roads in line with the Toll Act No. 13 of 2011.
The number of operational toll points countrywide as of August 25 is 15, broken down as follows. 26 inland toll stations operated by the National Road Fund Agency, 5 are inland toll stations operated by concessionaires, and 19 are ports of entry operated by the Zambia Revenue Authority. As of November 2025, on average, 337 million kwacha is collected monthly from the 26 inland toll stations and 19 ports of entries.
Local Government Association of Zambia Vice President Maxwell Nkoma says the endorsement of President Hakainde Hichilema by councillors at yesterday's meeting was staged, managed, and did not reflect prior communication to members. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Nkoma states that the letter of invitation to councillors was issued 2 weeks ago and did not indicate that the gathering would involve endorsing the president. He maintains that the association is a non-partisan body and that councillors were effectively forced into an unexpected endorsement during proceedings. I beg your pardon. He maintains that the association is a non-partisan body and that councillors were effectively forced into an unexpected endorsement during proceedings. According to Mr. Nkoma, had members been informed in advance that the purpose of the meeting included endorsing the head of state, many would not have attended. On Monday, councillors from across the country met President Hichilema in Lusaka for a consultative engagement, but at the end of the meeting, a councillor announced that they had endorsed the president, a declaration that has since sparked debate within local government circles.
What happened yesterday is a stage managed endorsement, and we want to call upon the organizers of the meeting, particularly the Minister of Local Government, that they should desist subjecting our members to such kind of political meetings. If they were informed that they were coming to attend a political party meeting which was meant to endorse President Hakainde Hichilema, most of the councillors were not going to attend, especially now that it has become very clear that the central government has refused to actually honor the request and proposals from all the councils, all the councillors there. 1,860 councillors that you saw yesterday went back with sad faces.
Meanwhile, Kitwe Zindeke Ward Councillor Davis Kasengele has clarified that the purported endorsement of President Hichilema does not represent the position of the general body of the civic leaders. Mr. Kasengele has told Phoenix News that at no point before, during or after the meeting in Lusaka did councillors convene as a unified body to deliberate on or agree to endorse the president's candidature.
At no point were we engaged. At no point did we ever gather to agree on the issues of endorsement, because we knew what we went there for was specifically civic duty matters and nothing political. But the moment our sister took it political, the fact that she's aspiring to stand on UPND in Katete should not be misconstrued to be a meeting for politics. And in this regard, we would like to distance ourselves.
French Ambassador to Zambia, Thomas Rossignol, has reaffirmed his country's commitment to strengthening economic cooperation with Zambia. Speaking in Kalalushi today after touring the state-of-the-art Zafiko sawmill, Mr. Rossignol said the French Development Agency is determined to continue partnering with Zambian business entities in enhancing development initiatives. Mr. Rossignol said the French Development Agency has partnered with Zafiko to support the expansion of its production capacity with a focus on enhancing value addition within the forestry sector and boosting industrial growth in the country. He noted that the collaboration is structured to have long-term benefits, emphasizing the importance of sustained exchange, knowledge transfer, and business expansion.
We support Zambian companies that create jobs. We hire and we train local workforce, which means that long after that we are gone, the effects are still here and they're still benefiting everyone. And then we promote a sustainable model, because as you heard and as you know, the plant is operating 365 days a year. Whether it rains, whether the sunshine, it always works. Nothing is wasted, from the timber to the sawdust, everything is used. So the model is sustainable, it's good for nature, it's good for the economy, and it's good for Zambia. That's exactly why I'm here.
And Zafiko Managing Director Mundia Mundia described the 10 million kwacha support from the French Development Agency as a major boost to the country.